The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Lord Jesus appointed 72 disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him, but if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Great little gospel we have here to celebrate the feast of St. Luke, a passage from the gospel according to St. Luke. It's, of course, very fitting. There's too much to say about St. Luke heard in the first reading. He's a traveling companion of St. Paul, right, and dependable in that sense. A traveling companion to the apostle to the Gentiles, is himself then a preacher of the gospel to the nations. So yeah, it's there's a lot going on in the gospel passage, a lot going on in our feast. I don't know, I'm drawn to this Jesus's sending out of his disciples, right? Sending out of the 72 to prepare the way for him. I mean, to prepare the lands for the gospel of Jesus's kingship. And how are they sent out? No money bag, no sack, no sandals, right? He didn't say, he could have said, you know, "You're going to send you out with no heat." Do you know? It's a little bit uncomfortable for you perhaps this morning. I don't know. Anyway, do you know, I think one of the things that holds back the preaching or understanding of the gospel is comfort. So I always enjoy when it's a little uncomfortable. I know my mom is like, "You know what? You're wearing your sleeping bag coat today. It's like, it's okay. You're doing okay." It's a little bit of discomfort is good, because what does it do? Focus our minds, focuses our hearts, has us remind ourselves, "Why am I here?" Right. So all the many things that we take away from your experience in order to make sure that you know why you're here. You're not here for comfort. It's like the least comfortable place. It's like, this is the point. This is the point, okay? We could have mass outside today. Yeah, I know. We did it not too long ago, right? So, but this is it, right? Okay, there is this. We have to get away from kind of false gospels, right? And because we live in a world where it's all about comfort, it's all about comfort, it's all about pleasure, it's all about me and the rest, It's good to put ourselves in a space where that's not the way it is. And it's good to not only hear the gospel, but give ourselves over to the gospel and understand and allow the preaching of the gospel to focus our hearts and minds on what really matters. And it's Jesus. It's his call and it's his sending. And again, the pattern: Jesus calls us, equips us, and sends us. But in sending, he comes with us. You know, we're going with him. He's the one who's sending, but he's also inspiring us and animating us as we go. Here, I'm sending you like lambs among wolves. I'm sending you like lambs among wolves. You're being sent like lambs among wolves. When you get there, right, when you get to where you're being sent, you're probably already there right now, but wherever you're going, where Jesus is sending you, you don't get to kind of survey the scene and say, "What's up with all the wolves here?" You know, it's like, "Oh, you were being sent like lambs among wolves." He's telling you, So we get to go and then encounter opposition, encounter difficulty and troubles and travails and the rest, and go, oh, well, I didn't sign up for this. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You did sign up for it. Now, more than that, though, right? You did sign up for it, but you were called to it. The call is first. You were called to it. But that's what you were signing up for. And when you go, you're bringing what? You're not bringing, you know, the sword. You're not bringing harsh words. You're not bringing, right? First say, peace to this household. Your entire presence needs to be peace. Your whole life needs to be peace. Because living under the rule of God, giving ourselves over to the rule of God, living under and advancing the rule of God, our lives should be an expression of His offer of peace to the world. So living under God's rule, I'd say being indwelt by His Holy Spirit, moving where He tells us to move, doing what He tells us to do, saying what He tells us to say, and the rest, our lives should be flourishing with the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, all the rest. The question is whether or not they are. Or in what measure? And today, this is why we're here. We're here again to say yes. Yes to God. Yes to His rule at work in us and working through us. Yes to the gospel of Jesus' kingship, that I might go and proclaim it, not simply with my lips, but with my entire life as well.